Hey, this is Asia Dang.
And this is Laura Varney, and you're listening to Heavy Topics with Lightweights.
Can I just say, I never get headaches. I have the worst headache. Like, I feel like I can't keep my eyes open. It hurts so bad.
Are you dehydrated?
That's what I thought, but I'm like, I've been drinking water all day.
It's not that hot either. It's actually quite nice.
I know. So I started taking birth control again. Like, I got off birth control. I've been off birth control for over 2 years now because it was like just really, well, for multiple reasons. I was on birth control since I was 15 years old because of really bad cramps and all
that.
Same. Right. So I got on birth control then, and it like minimized the cramps a little, reduced my, made my period a little lighter. Not much though, if I'm honest.
And like in terms of cramping?
Yeah. Hmm. Like, and my period was still pretty heavy then. And looking back, there were a lot of mornings in high school where I, like the first time I would take the pill for the first time of the month, mm-hmm. I would vomit all morning and like miss my first couple classes at school.
What?
Yeah. So like looking back on this, I'm like, this is so crazy. But I continued taking it, and my doctor recommended that I continue taking it then even. Fast forward to like undergrad, I started using the NuvaRing instead of like the oral pill. Mm-hmm. And to be honest with you, I don't think I was so in touch with my body. So I didn't notice like...
Wait, is the NuvaRing the birth control that goes into your body?
Yeah, it's a little ring.
The little T. Oh, no.
It's a circle. So you know those, you know a glow stick necklace?
Yeah.
That's very thin. Uh-huh. It looks like that, but it's a round circle. And you squeeze it together and just shove it, like push it in.
You do it yourself or a doctor does it?
You do it yourself every month. You just push it in, no big deal, and it like expands.
Oh, I'm thinking of an IUD.
Of like Mirena or whatever.
Yeah, I've heard people have like had really terrible experiences with it. Like it's really, really painful.
That's so interesting because my client today was recommending it to me. She said it was really good. So everyone has this for different experiences. Yeah. But so I didn't necessarily notice anything back then. Like I said, I probably wasn't so in tune with my body, blah, blah, blah. And then probably about 4 years ago, I started noticing like mood swings at certain times and just something was weird, and my period was not light. My cramps were still there, mm-hmm. and whatever. So, and I was reading a lot about people who had taken birth control for so many years and then wanted to get pregnant, and it was very difficult for them after. Now, the more and more I read, I'm finding that that's probably not the reason why it was difficult for them. Mm-hmm. But so I was like, okay, I know somewhere in the not so distant future, I want to be able to get pregnant, and I'm tired of feeling like this. Like my mood was all over the place. So I started researching NuvaRing, and it was like, by the way, I had told my gynecologist this, that I was feeling this way. And she told me I should keep using NuvaRing even then.
I mean, I feel like you have the worst luck with gynecologists.
Yeah, I just had a second really bad one. I will tell you that story too if you want to hear it.
Okay.
But so I'm like, she doesn't know what the fuck she's talking about. So I start researching it on my own and realize that all these people are experiencing depression, crazy mood swings, all these different things. And I made the decision on my own to stop taking it. So that was like 2.5 years ago.
You're only taking it to kind of prevent cramps and heavy bleeding. You're not taking it necessarily to prevent having kids.
I was taking it to prevent pregnancy, sure. When I was 15, when I first got on it, that my reason was different.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But then I was also kind of like not having that much sex at that point. And so I was like, fuck it. Like, I'm probably not going to get pregnant. So whatever, I got off of it. And then just recently, because I'm in a new relationship and I'm not ready to get pregnant, so I was at my gynecologist's office and decided to go back on birth control.
Okay.
So I started it about 2.5 weeks ago. It's a low dose
oral
pill. Mm-hmm. I shit you not, in the past week and a half, I've gained about 3 pounds, and I can tell it's like water weight. Like, it's like, you know how water weight just like feels different on your body?
Mm-hmm.
And I've been bleeding every single day since I started taking that pill.
Oh.
Yeah. It's like not good.
I mean, it's like, fuck. I mean, if you haven't been on the pill for like ever, it's really fucking up with their hormones.
Yeah. So I was like, this morning I was looking in the mirror, and listen, I understand that 3 pounds, like, I'm realistic. I know that 3 pounds isn't like the end of the world, whatever, but I'm like eating. So like, I eat so clean. I'm eating pretty clean. Yeah. I don't want to say so clean. I'm eating very clean. I'm intermittent fasting. I know my body, and I'm just like, what the fuck? I'm getting so angry. So I was like, you know what? I'm done. I'm not taking it anymore. I can't do it. Like, it's driving me crazy. It's making me feel like shit about myself. And I've been bleeding for 2.5 weeks. So like,
yeah,
what's the plus side here?
So what are you going to do?
I don't know. So I made the decision to not take it this morning. So I'm like, okay, I'm done with that. And then I was training one of my clients, and she said that she had really good luck with Mirena IUD.
Okay.
I'm just kind of like, fuck.
I mean, like I said, the only people I've heard that have used it just fucking hated it.
For what reason? Like, what did
it was incredibly painful for them, I guess, because like when it's inserted, it's like super painful. And then it just was not a lovely experience. I mean, I can't say personally because I haven't used it, but I haven't been on birth control in a couple years now. And I started using this thing called Natural Cycles. And basically, you kind of take your temperature every morning, and it kind of predicts when you're, God damn it, I don't know the proper terminology. Yeah, ovulating and stuff. So I mean,
I have also been tracking my period for like 8 months in an app called Flow. And it tells you like the day, it predicts the days you're ovulating, whatever.
I mean, if you're just taking birth control at this point to not get pregnant versus trying to reduce cramps, then why don't you just do it that way?
I think I'm going to. It's definitely riskier, right? Like, there's always a chance that something could happen.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I've been doing that for like several months, mm-hmm. and I haven't gotten knocked up yet. So. We revisit, because I was like talking to Ryan about it this morning, and he's like, it kind of sucks because it's like you either every month have the fear, like awaiting your period, like, am I gonna get my period, or you gain weight and feel like shit, like,
yeah.
Take your pick, you know.
Yeah.
So
good times, man. I feel like we're always talking about someone's vagina in the season, particularly.
Yeah. Why is that?
I don't know. I guess, welcome, by the way. We haven't welcomed anyone.
Really, I'm in a great place today.
Yeah. I remember the first time I went to get birth control, my dad took me, because my parents are divorced, right? So my dad took me to the gynecologist. And I think the gynecologist I had in high school really kind of fucked me up for like the rest of my gynecological appointments, because my very first gynecological experience, it was so nice. The office was beautiful. It had like lush couches, open windows, lots of sun, and she was so nice and all of this stuff. And now you go to a fucking hospital and everything's in like really like vinyl chairs and it's dark and the lighting's fluorescent and you're like in this like contraption that looks like it's going to murder you and all this stuff. And it's very like
awful.
But anyways, I remember going and then, cause you have to fill out this form and it says whether or not you had sex. And I remember my dad was sitting right next to me and I hadn't had sex at that point. And I showed it to him and he was like, okay, good.
I can breathe now.
But yeah.
Yeah. But honestly, it makes me feel better because I also have people like I've told a couple of my friends when I wasn't on birth control and like over the past several months and they're like, what? You're taking that risk? Like, oh my God, that's crazy. And I'm like, I hadn't really thought of it as being that crazy a risk because I was tracking my period. So I knew kind of like, so it makes me feel a little bit better that you're doing that too.
Yeah. But also I feel like we're also at the point where we don't necessarily want to get pregnant, but if we do, then we're not going to have an abortion or anything.
Yes. So if I was just, if I was hooking up with someone, but wasn't with them and didn't think there was a future, totally different story. Right.
Yeah.
But, yeah. It's like, if I got pregnant, I'd be like, okay, I mean, it's not ideal, but.
Have you thought about freezing your eggs anymore?
I kind of still stand where I did before, where it's like, I know that there's a chance that maybe it's a good idea and a good option, but I also know that it's not going to be that much longer before I'm to a point where I am going to try to get pregnant. Mm-hmm. So I don't
want to waste the money and the time.
Yeah. I just don't know if it's necessary. What about you?
Haven't thought about it. Don't think I will.
Yeah.
Kind of just is what it is, I guess. I mean, I think maybe if I get closer to 35, then I'll probably consider it a little bit more heavily. But as of right now, it's not kind of a non-issue right now.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like I know my body well enough. I mean, it might sound like super silly, but I feel like I can still get pregnant pretty easily.
I feel that, it's interesting because on one hand, I feel that way too. Like I feel like, oh, and maybe it's because we do feel younger than we are, but I'm like, oh, I'm in my prime, like prime age to get pregnant. Like my body is like waiting, like ready to get pregnant. But then I'm also like, I've been having sex like without taking birth control for a while now and I haven't gotten pregnant. So
I mean, but the point of that is also to not get pregnant.
Totally. But it's like, I don't know. Yeah, it's interesting. So
I guess we'll see if season 3 comes around and you're knocked up, then we know it did not work.
Ever since we've been home more, I found myself cooking dinner as much as possible. However, after a while, I ran out of ideas and was cooking the same 3 meals over and over, which is why I'm so excited that we're now partnered with Green Chef. Green Chef is a USDA certified organic company that has paleo, plant-powered, keto, and balanced living plans. It's super simple. I went online and chose the plant-powered option because Ryan and I love eating plant-based and we want the little guy to try more veggies. The process was really easy and the box will be at my door any day now. I cannot wait to try it. I've been looking online and there are some options that look incredible, like the artichoke quesadillas and green pea falafel. It's great because if we decide later that we want to include some meat options, we can always switch up the plan at any time. Use code HEAVYTOPICS80 to get $80 off your first month plus free shipping on your first box. Go to greenchef.com/HEAVYTOPICS80 to redeem and for more details.
So I think I've decided I need to start doing kind of like a nighttime wind down routine.
So important.
Because I don't have one. And in fact, what's really a bad habit that I want to break is to like watch TV in bed.
Yeah.
But it's hard because I think Brian and I are people that kind of need like background noise to go to sleep. But I don't know. I'm going to try some kind of routine tonight and see if I can stick with it.
Yeah. I find that whenever I was living by myself, I was better at sticking to a nighttime routine.
For sure.
You know?
Yeah.
When there was no one else there, I would do like a mini facial almost every night. Mm-hmm. I would like read candles, like I would do like the whole thing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think when you have a partner, you're more likely to like watch TV together or something like that.
Yeah, that's true. Because when Brian used to travel a lot for work, I used to be able to have like that quiet time that I like before I go to bed. And that kind of helped me sleep a little bit better. Mm-hmm. But now that he's not traveling anymore because of COVID.
Yeah.
I haven't had the opportunity because he would leave like once a month. So
yeah.
I would have like a couple days where I can kind of do that. So I think I need to do something. I think I'm also going to try and add like night stretching.
So good. That's what I need to add too. I used to always do this. Even if I would be watching TV before mm-hmm. bed, I would go on the floor with my foam roller and like stretch and foam roll while I watched TV before I got in bed.
And why did you think to do that?
Because it's just, well, number one, I like have a tendency to work out and not stretch so much after.
Yeah.
And I would get really tight. So I just knew it was just like a good, easy time for me to do it. Mm-hmm. And it like, I found that I would wake up feeling a lot better after I did that.
Yeah.
Like wake up less stiff.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. Cause my back has been like, I don't know. I feel like my body is getting like mentally and physically, I know that I'm not that old, but every time I like get out of bed in the morning, shit hurts.
Yeah. I feel just over the past 6 months, I feel when I get out of bed that I can almost like do this, arch my back and that everything will crack.
Yeah.
Cause it's really tight.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe it would help. Definitely add foam rolling to your stretching, like foam roll your upper back, like around your shoulder blades will really help.
That's a good idea. I was good at foam rolling when we were training for the marathon and then I just stopped doing it.
It's important, especially because you're working out regularly.
Yeah. You know, I was trying to watch like today I wasn't really inspired to work out. So when that happens, I kind of just go on YouTube and try to find like something I can do at home. And I found this really popular fitness person. And I don't know if I should say her name or not, but she has like millions of views and like I think 12 million subscribers. And I was watching her videos, like a couple of them. And she just doesn't look athletic to me. You know, like not her body. She obviously has a great body, but when she does her movements, you can tell that she's actually not as physically fit. I don't know how to explain.
Is she a trainer or is she a fitness influencer?
No, I don't think she's a trainer at all. She's for sure a fitness influencer.
That's what happens. So I actually see that a lot. And it's not a terrible thing. Like I think it's great for influencers to share what works for them. But the problem is you have a lot of fitness influencers who aren't trainers and don't have the knowledge. So then they get on YouTube or on Instagram and they're doing their workouts and people follow along and it's incorrect form. So it's like,
that's why I bring it up because not only is she only doing fitness videos, but now she has a fitness program.
Ooh, I want to know who it is.
I'll text you. But even just like, I don't know. It's just like hard to explain. It's like, cause for you and me, or when I like work out next, like in a group or watch you work out, I can tell that you're like strong and you have like the strength for like in your workouts. Whereas when she does like a plank, it one isn't even good form. And then two, you can tell that she's like struggling where she shouldn't necessarily be struggling.
Yeah.
I don't know. I actually got kind of mad. I was going to say something on Instagram, but she's so popular. I did not want to ruffle that. But I was like, and to have a program, it's like, what do you
think? Yeah, it's one thing to share what works for you and share things that you're doing. It's quite another to like sell a program when you're not qualified.
Yeah. I don't know, especially because I know how hard you worked on yours. It was like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's crazy.
What is happening?
Happens all the time, girl.
I know. That's, I don't know. That would make me mad if I were you.
Basically, if you are hot and have a good body and like have a following, you can
do sell
your product. Yeah. Doesn't matter. For sure.
That's yeah. So terrible.
That's, yeah. Trust me. It has definitely made me upset in the past because I'm like, I don't have a huge following just because I don't like push Instagram anymore, but like I've been like, oh my god, like you don't actually know what you're talking about. And then there are other people like myself, but not just myself, like other girls and whatever, who really do have the qualifications and like study and know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And they don't have like the notoriety that someone like that does, which is so interesting. Mm-hmm. But can't waste your time being upset about that anymore.
Yeah, I think now it's like really starting to bug me because what I have been doing, I talked about this on my Instagram, is I downloaded an extension on my interwebs. It's called Progressive Shopper. And basically,
ooh, I saw this.
Yeah, every time you log on to any type of like brand website, it tells you how many, like, what company donations, employee donations go to Democrat and Republican. And if they're like really problematic, like Amazon, they'll have like this red or like alert in the corner, basically saying Fox News advertiser enables gun industry, funds anti-abortion politicians, pinkwashes LGBTQ rights, attacks Dodger. So I think that's now making me really aware of, I guess, the quality of brand that I'm supporting. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why that really bothered me, because I feel like that's super unauthentic. But now it's also like I have to fucking change everything, every place that I shop now. Like,
no, I saw the banking you're like switching banks or whatever. I thought that was so interesting because you made a good point. You're like, why is it that all of these big businesses support shitty things?
Yeah, or like are super unethical.
Right. Why can't you, like, that doesn't make any sense to me. It's so interesting.
Yeah.
But you did find a new bank, right?
Well, I haven't. I still have to do research into it a little bit, but yeah, so I'm going to try to leave Chase, and I've been with Chase for, that was my first bank ever when I got to the U.S., the mainland, mm-hmm. from Hawaii. But yeah, I think I might either find, what are they called? What are the smaller banks called? Credit unions.
Mm.
Credit unions, because those are, I guess, like community owned in a way, if you're part of the bank. And then there was also another one, the one that you're talking about that I forgot what it's called, but yeah, that bank seems pretty cool because they strive to kind of leave the world in a more sustainable and ethical place.
That was really encouraging to me, though, to see that, like, I didn't even know that existed.
I didn't either. Yeah.
And it's really cool that someone thought of doing that.
Yeah. It was good because it was actually recommended when I was on Chase. They'll also tell you competitors in the extension, and they were one of them.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to download this.
Yeah, it'll fuck you up. You're like, god damn it, this is what I'm supporting.
And then you're like, god damn it, now I have to go and change everything I'm doing.
I know. So it's like, oh, good to be like awake as to mm-hmm. what you're supporting financially, but it's also like, oh man,
yeah.
Can't like these brands just be good? Like, can't you just be ethically good?
Mm-mm.
What is it?
Mm-mm. I told you the other day, I'm still looking for a place to find clothing. Like, I for so long was just, my go-to was Reformation. Like, I know what size I wear.
Mm-hmm.
I like the style. It's simple. It's easy for me. And now I'm like, god damn it.
I know. It's crazy.
I don't know where to, I don't know Yeah. So you guys, listeners, if you guys have any good, like,
ethical, sustainable clothing brands.
And yeah. I don't even care if it's like a little on the pricier side. That's okay, because I would rather buy things that are a little more expensive that I'm going to keep and wear for a long time. Like, I'm not down with like the fast fashion kind of a thing.
Yeah. That's actually been bothering me too. So what I did is on Instagram, I asked those who follow me to, if they're brand owners, or to like message me. So I've actually been buying, there weren't any clothes. There were a couple clothes. One, they were mostly kind of like thrifted clothes, but mm-hmm. I've been purchasing some stuff from them, which has been pretty cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. And I did find a really, I'll have to link it in the notes, but a really gorgeous black owned company as well that I should get my dress in on Saturday. So,
ooh, send to me. I want to know.
I will.
I want to know.
I know. Everything's just so fucked. Why is everything so fucked?
Why is everything getting worse? It's getting worse.
Yeah. Do you think we need to talk about last week's episode?
Sure.
About just like some of the comments.
We can talk about last week's episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we read some comments that were on Instagram about last week's episode. And it was like very mixed reviews. So some people are like, I really appreciate that view. It was really interesting to hear that and like hear the pro health side and whatever else. And then actually the interesting part is we haven't gotten any comments yet that were like upset about anything to do with a mask, which I thought would be top of conversation about that.
What do you mean? What were people saying instead?
Like, no one was like, I can't believe you're not pro mask or anything like that. They were just like, one girl said, or I think it was a girl, said something about the fact that Shanna said, mentioned something about chemicals. Mm-hmm. Okay. And to be honest, the comment didn't really make much sense to me, because she was like, this listener was like referencing chemicals as water and whatever else. But clearly Shanna was talking about
toxic chemicals,
toxic, harmful chemicals. Like, it was clear to me at least.
Yeah.
But yeah, we didn't receive any negative commentary about not being pro mask. So,
I mean,
which is interesting.
That was the point of the whole conversation though, was to just not necessarily to anger people, but
no, of course not,
another side of the situation. And frankly, I feel like we really could have found someone that was just so, I don't even know what the word would be, but like just so anti-mask,
yeah, like radical about it,
that the conversation I feel like could have gotten a little bit heated,
or just wouldn't have gone anywhere.
Yeah, but we found someone that had a, in my opinion, a realistic point of view, which is, you know, wear a mask when you're around people, but if you're not around people, then you don't have to wear a mask.
Yeah, I really enjoyed talking to her. And I liked the point that you made, where it's like, at the end of the conversation, I think both of us kind of maintained the same viewpoint that we had going in, which is like, I'm still going to wear a mask. I'm going to do what I've been doing, but really appreciate your viewpoint.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, for me, if I have like friends that are doctors and friends who are nurses, so if they are telling me to wear a mask, then I would much rather listen to them directly.
Totally. And for me, it's like not an inconvenience.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's
like, it's not like I'm being asked to do something crazy. So it's like, even if in 6 months we find out that wearing a mask doesn't do that much, I still don't give a fuck. I still stand by the fact that I'm wearing a mask now, because if there is a chance that it does help to minimize the spread, then I'm gonna roll with that.
And here's the thing, and this is the thing that I wanted to bring up with Shanna, but the conversation just like shifted. So there wasn't like, I forgot about it, but only in fucking America or only in fucking Brazil is wearing a mask a problem. And guess what? Every other fucking country is dealing with it and almost back to normal.
Yeah, I'm on Instagram the other day and I'm like looking at this girl who I follow who lives in like Amsterdam or something. And she's like in Italy vacationing. And I'm like, God damn it.
Well, and the fact that they're like banning Americans from like entering their country, that says something.
Yeah, well, it's like, and I've heard like multiple people have said this, but it's like, of course, Americans have, not all Americans, because we don't have this viewpoint, but like, as a whole, Americans have this individualized viewpoint of everything. It's like, oh, it's an inconvenience for me, so fuck you, I'm not going to do it. Mm-hmm. When in other places, people are more about the mindset of, oh, I want to help my neighbor.
Yep.
And I want to do this for the greater good. It's like, why wouldn't you just fucking wear a mask, dude?
Yep. I know. That's exactly actually what I told my friend, Phil. Have you met Phil?
Yes. At birthday parties, right?
Yeah, I think so. But we know each other from USF and he is now doing his residency. I don't actually know where he is, but he got his PhD at UCLA. And that's exactly what I told him. I feel like Americans, we grew up thinking that we're super fucking special. Like America's the best country in the world. We get awards for just fucking participating. Like that's kind of the culture that we grow up in, thinking that we're so fucking special. And now we have this sense of entitlement that causes people to think that only think of themselves versus the community. Mm-hmm. Is what I have personally been gathering about this whole situation, which is just so fucked. And now we're like the stupidest country in the world.
Yeah. And it's sad because honestly, this could be as terrible as the pandemic is. It could have been an opportunity, which it actually felt like it was going to be in the beginning. When everyone was like coming together and they're like, oh, this slower pace is actually great, spending more time with family, blah, blah, blah. It could have been a great opportunity to come together, band together, and be like, who cares if you're conservative or not, mm-hmm. or Republican or Democrat or whatever, it doesn't fucking matter. Like, come together and make this better. Mm-hmm. And instead, some people took it as, how dare you tell me what to do?
But here's my question. Do you think if Trump actually took a stance and said, listen, you have to do this, this shit is real, like this is going to fuck us up, like please wear a mask, please isolate, please like just stay inside. Do you think if he actually did that, then his followers would have paid attention to it? Or do you think?
1,000%. I think so. And I am not blaming this on Trump. This isn't his fault, just his fault. A mm-hmm. lot of it, I believe, is his fault mm-hmm. because he is the leader of our country and like kind of doesn't set a standard for me, but sets a standard in a way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like, if you come out and like you said, he does have a lot of followers. So if those people hear him say something, they're going to listen, which is exactly what they're doing now. When he sets a standard by not wearing a mask, mm-hmm. by saying all the dumb bullshit that he constantly says. And so, yeah, I think it would have made a huge difference for sure.
Trump's America is so fucked. And you know what? The scary thing is in November, I think shit is going to get so much worse. Because now he is setting himself up to be, if I lose, it's because the Democrats are conspiring against me.
Right, of course.
Which is just going to like divide our nation even more. So it's just like, can we just like start over like maybe a year ago or like 4 years ago or something? Like, can we just get a do-over?
Yeah.
This is just crazy.
And it sucks too. This is going to sound selfish.
Ooh, share.
But like, it makes us look really bad.
Oh no, it looks us, makes us look terrible. We are the country now that other countries are laughing at.
Yeah, I mean, we have been because of Trump for a few years now,
for sure.
But like, but now it's like next level.
Yeah.
I went a few years ago, I went on a fitness retreat in Bali, and a couple of me and my friend Brittany went, and we made friends with these two guys, and they live in London. And so we still every once in a while keep in touch with them over Instagram or whatever. And I was talking to one of them the other day, and I was like, just, I need to hear it from you, 'cause you're my friend. Like, from your perspective, what do we look like right now? Yeah. And I think he said something like, you guys look like the trash in a dumpster that needs to be set on fire, or something like that. Like, oh, it's, he's like, it's so, from an outside perspective, like being over here, you guys look so bad.
We're
like so fucking
fire.
Stupid. Yeah. So that's good.
I just don't see a way. I don't see a way out of it. I do not know how we're going to get past this. Because even if like Biden does become president, Trump's still going to continue to run his mouth.
Yeah, of course.
Like, we're now defined by Trump. How fucking embarrassing is that?
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, I think his niece's book came out and is now like the best selling book ever.
I know. I want to get it so bad.
You do? Oh my God. Read it and then let me know.
I need to get that book. What's going on with Ghislaine Maxwell?
Hey, by the way, did you finish the show?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Okay. I don't know.
But like, what's going on with her? I saw that she pled non guilty.
Yeah, not guilty. I haven't necessarily been following her, but I have been following Chrissy Teigen. And I guess she's being attacked because people think that she was like, she and John, I guess, are in like the pedophilia ring or something.
What?
Yeah.
There's absolutely no way.
No, I know.
Why would people think that?
Okay, here's the thing. I don't fully understand kind of like the deep conspiracy area of the internet, like the QAnon or like, I don't even know what the fuck Pizzagate is, but those are the people that are like, wait, do you know?
No. Okay. That's so interesting. 'Cause I was on Instagram earlier. Okay. And Chrissy Teigen's picture popped up, and she, at the end of the caption, it was like, all QAnon psychopaths will be blocked. Do not respond. And I was like, what's that? Did she do a typo? Like, did she have a typo? Oh, what's QAnon?
So I don't know, but I think QAnon is like the deep conspiracy section of the internet, where, I mean, I don't know what the conspiracies are, but one of them now is that a bunch of celebrities are included in this pedophilia Epstein ring.
Well, I mean, they are, but it's like, wasn't like Bill Clinton always there? And
but I mean, like, but I think there was like this flight manifest that had been made up. Chrissy was on it. John was on it. A bunch of names were spelled miscorrectly, which is why we know it's not real. Beyonce was on it. Jay-Z was on it. So it's just like everyone.
Don't believe it.
I mean, but damn it. Next season, we need to find someone like that.
We've always wanted a conspiracy theorist.
I know. But I think there's conspiracy theorists, and then there's like QAnon people.
Okay, let me read on here what QAnon is.
Oh, okay.
This is from Wikipedia, by the way. Is a far-right conspiracy theory detailing a supposed secret plot by an alleged deep state against U.S. President Donald Trump and his supporters.
Oh.
The theory began with an October 2017 post on the anonymous image board 4chan by someone using the name Q, who was presumably an American individual initially, but probably later became a group of people claiming to have access to classified information involving the Trump administration and its opponents in the United States. Q has falsely accused many liberal Hollywood actors Democratic politicians and high-ranking officials of being members of an international child sex trafficking ring.
Oh.
He also claimed that Donald Trump feigned collusion with Russians to enlist Robert Mueller to join him in exposing the ring and preventing a coup d'etat by Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and George Soros.
What the... Okay, can you look at Pizzagate too? Because I've seen that as well.
Okay, Pizzagate. Who has time for this shit?
I mean, plenty people apparently. Okay, so I didn't realize it was just a Trump thing. I thought it was just like an overall conspiracy thing. Interesting.
Okay. Pizzagate is a debunked conspiracy theory that went viral during the 2016 United States presidential election cycle. It has been extensively discredited by a wide range of organizations, including the Washington, D.C. police. In March 2016, the personal email account of John Podesta, Hillary Clinton's campaign manager, was hacked in a spear phishing attack. WikiLeaks published his emails in November 2016. Proponents of the Pizzagate conspiracy theory falsely claimed the emails contained coded messages that connected several high-ranking Democratic Party officials and U.S. restaurants with an alleged human trafficking and child sex ring. One of the establishments allegedly involved was the Comet Ping Pong Pizzeria. Okay, hold on. Have you heard about this Wayfair situation?
Yes, I was just going to talk about that.
So I'm like, wait, is this all connected? So, okay, but it's so weird because I'm like, I feel like this is like reaching very far, but at the same time, something doesn't add up.
Well, I mean, I think Wayfair, so what we're talking about is Wayfair, what, like last week was selling, I guess, like
throw pillows and like a wardrobe and like a shower curtain for like $10,000.
And the conspiracy is that they are instead shipping children.
Right. And the names of the items matched up with missing children.
Yeah. I mean, I think Wayfair has already come out and said that it was like a mistake, the pricing or something, right?
It's so like, interesting.
To have
I'm gonna get on Wikipedia all night now.
I know. You're gonna be suckered in.
You just fucked me. Foam rolling and stretching is out the window.
The next time I see you, you're gonna be all about Pizzagate and like showing me you're gonna build a diagram about who, what, why, how.
I'm gonna have a PowerPoint.
Oh my God. See, but that's the thing. I wonder, here's my conspiracy, is if America spent more money towards kind of like mental health issues, do you think this would be a problem? Or what do you think is the cause of people that go this deep into conspiracies?
Well, they have too much time on their hands, number one.
I mean, okay, fair.
For sure. Like, come on. Listen, when you are at work all day and then you got to come home and like cook dinner for your family and then like get it, like you're not thinking about what the fuck Wayfair is doing. Do you know what I'm saying? That's number one.
Okay.
Number two. Yeah. Mental health, I'm sure, plays a part in it.
I wonder if they like gathered everyone around and did a poll about, I guess, their like economic status, their job, their beliefs, what it would mm-hmm. read like.
Yeah. It's really interesting.
Well, for a podcast where we had nothing to talk about, we sure went down a rabbit hole.
You know why? Because that's the nature of this show, is that we're just talking.
did we mention this is the last episode of the season?
Oh yeah, you guys, hope you enjoyed this because
we're gonna be coming back.
Peace.
It's funny though. I mean, the good thing about COVID is that we started season two.
Yeah.
Because
I feel like it was like pretty decent.
Yeah, I think we had some really good interviews and this season went by pretty quickly. I mean, we had 13 episodes.
Yeah, totally. Proud of us.
I know.
Pat on the back.
So good. And we've had a couple sponsors. Whoop, whoop. We may have broken even while purchasing all that wine that we had for the first season.
Oh my gosh, I need wine right now. Why am I not drinking wine?
I know, I'm not drinking either.
Well,
I wonder if your headache is birth control related because you're off of it now.
Interesting.
I just purchased a, so I scheduled a waxing appointment, and then the day before my appointment, California shut down again. So I bought a sugar waxing and an at-home kit I'm going to try.
From where?
From Sugaring LA. I went to them a couple times, but now I live too far for their studio, but I'm going to try it. I feel like I can do it on my legs and my underarms, but I don't think I can do it on my vagina.
Yeah. See, yeah. I think I need, like, I feel like, so what are you doing on your vag right now?
Well, right now it's just really hairy.
Yeah.
Cause I was shaving it, but honestly, that's why I got like lasered and that's why I waxed, cause shaving is so stupid.
Okay. So wait, you got lasered and then you just wax when you like intermittently.
So my first laser.
Is that your deal?
Yeah. My first laser treatment on my vagine and my underarms was when I first moved to LA. So in 2012. And then since then I've just been waxing, but I started doing my legs and retouching up my underarms last year. So I have very little hair on my legs and my underarm, but because I haven't gotten, my hair in my vagine is still very sparse. However, because I've been shaving it, it's now grown back thicker.
Yeah, same. So I was like doing my laser treatments right before all of this happened. So I'm like in this weird place where I'm like shaving, but I'm like, I don't like the results of shaving. Like the first day or two, it's very nice. And then it's just like sandpaper-ish.
Yeah.
See, so I'm like, but I don't think I could wax myself.
See, I don't think I can either, but I'm going to try at least do my bikini line because it's like, there's like almost zero hair there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll see how ballsy I get.
You should ask Brian to do it.
I thought about it, but I feel like that might be a level to our relationship I don't have to visit.
You know when they make you either do like happy baby or get on all fours?
Yeah. Oh
my God. Like happy baby it. And you're like,
Ryan
okay,
would be like, what the fuck is happening? I do want to try and give him a wax one part of his like leg or arm just so he knows how it feels.
Yeah, they should like, know.
All the shit that we go through.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to be happy, like not like being all natural, but I need to be smooth. That's just my
problem. Yeah, no, I'm not down.
Not down with the hair.
Mm-mm.
Well, again, talking about our vaginas for like the third time this episode. What's new?
It's always where we go.
I know. Okay. Well, do we have any last reviews?
Nope.
Oh, the heartbreak.
You guys, seriously? Like you went strong, you went strong, you went strong, and then it's our last episode and you don't give us a fucking review? I mean,
in all fairness, we definitely did not say that this would be our last episode.
Still, they should know by now.
I know, they should know. Anyways, guys, I hope you enjoyed this season. I feel like we had a really good, well-rounded variety of people that we talk to.
Yeah, I agree.
So, yeah, I wonder if once we start the next season, if we'll be doing it in person again.
I fucking hope so. We've enjoyed it. We love you.
Yeah.
As always, please subscribe. It really helps us. Remember to rate and review. We love reading your reviews. Follow us on Instagram @HeavyTopics, and we will see you next season.
Whenever that will be.
To be determined.
To be determined.
We're not giving you a date because we like to promise small and wait, what is it? If you promise big or if you...
I know what you're saying. We like to...
What am I saying?
We like to... I know what you're saying.
Deliver. No, you don't...
Okay, what is it?
Under promise, over deliver.
That's what it is.
There we go. Okay. You know what? Don't subscribe because we're pathetic and we don't deserve it. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Thank you for a great season, everyone.